With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kavila.
Nissan Energies Namibia has signed a deal with Vivo Energy to buy 53 engine and shell service stations pending Competition Commission approval. The company says the acquisition is about giving Namibians greater ownership of national resources while creating jobs. Here's co-founder Miguel Hamutenya.
So we do not work in isolation, but towards government's plea for locals to take ownership of our resources and allow job creation amongst our own. So therefore, Nassan Energy will emerge as one of the first privately owned major local oil marketing companies, OMCs, in Namibia. The transaction will elevate Nassan Energy to become the third largest player in Namibia's retail fuel market by number of sites, behind Vivo Energy and Puma Energy, reshaping an industry traditionally dominated by multinational operators.
Namibia has officially inaugurated its first green ammonia facility at Cleanergy Solutions in the Irongo region, putting the country on the map as a leader in renewable energy and the global green hydrogen transition. Angie Scholes reports from the Irongo region.
Namibia has reached a new milestone in its push to become a leader in renewable energy. Today it was officially inaugurated the country's first green ammonia production facility at Cleanergy Solutions Namibia, a joint venture led by the European company CMB Tech. The event took place at Portion 8, Farm 58 in the heavy industrial area, where dignitaries, industry leaders and international partners gathered to witness the start of the production. The Cleanergy facility will produce green ammonia using renewable energy sources, positioning Namibia as a strategic partner in the global energy transition. Officials noted that the project also demonstrates strong European-Namibian cooperation, strengthening ties while advancing investment into the local economy. With this inauguration, Namibia has taken a significant step towards its ambition of becoming a continental hub for green hydrogen and related industry. I'm Angie Scholes for Future Media. Media News, Wolfish Bay.
South Africa says it takes solemn account of the findings of the United Nations Human Rights Council's Independent International Commission of Inquiry on the occupied Palestinian territory, including East Jerusalem and Israel. International Relations and Cooperation spokesperson Crispin Piri.
In the face of this latest report, which provides a comprehensive, forensically detailed account of an ongoing genocide, the need for international action has never been more urgent. South Africa reiterates its call for all states to immediately fulfill their solemn obligations under the Genocide Convention.
And Disney's ABC has pulled the popular late-night show Jimmy Kimmel Live off its schedule indefinitely. This is amid a controversy over Kimmel's recent comments about the killing of right-wing activist Charlie Kirk, who was shot dead during an event at Utah Valley University.
These are the comments that ended Jimmy Kimmel's career as he mocked President Trump's supporters over the motive for Charlie Kirk's assassination.
We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them.
On Wednesday, the Trump-appointed head of the Federal Communications Commission called those comments truly sick, and ABC then suspended Mr. Kimmel indefinitely. 2 days after the White House told employers they were obliged to fire anyone who said horrible things relating to Charlie Kirk's murder.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.